Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I did.
Dr. Alfie Wines coming at you from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Glad to be with you on this morning. We are here from Living Water, Drinking Deeply, encouraging compassionate living through a deeper understanding of the biblical text. My heart is excited. My soul is delighted. My spirit is ignited. I am glad to be with you on this morning. Want to know that if you want to call in on this morning, You can reach us at 347-850-8854. That's 347-850-8854. Or you can also find us on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook on either Alfie, A-L-F-I-E, Wines, W-I-N-E-S, or you can go to my Gospel Jazz page on Facebook, or you can go to Living Water Drinking Deeply. You will find us out there on either of those Facebook pages. Also, we are on Twitter under Alfie Wines. Also, we are out there on LinkedIn. And so there are any number of ways to hear the broadcast as well as to connect and get in touch. We are here on this Monday morning to help you get your day started, help you get your week started, to keep you moving throughout the year, throughout your entire life. I just want to give a few shout-outs this morning before we begin our conversation. I was talking with someone about our We Have Not Forgotten event, which happened on October the 10th, a little over a week ago. And a shout-out, of course, to our host, Reverend Carol Gibson, but this morning St. Andrews United Methodist Church in Fort Worth, Texas, but also wanting to say shout out this morning to those who led us in prayer, Reverend Valda Jean Combs, Reverend Tamika Richardson, and Cookie Baker. But also, I understand from Dr. Irie Session, who was our keynote speaker, that we also had some listeners on Periscope, on the Internet as well, while portions of it were being streamed. And so we had an additional, I believe it was 35 people who were listening out there on Periscope. So I just want to say hello to all of them, and thank you for being there as well. And, of course, everyone else who was there and everyone else who participated, a shout-out this morning, thinking of our musician this morning, Phyllis Mack, a shout-out to you as well and to everyone who was a part of that day. Reverend Fred Bates, a special shout out to you too on this morning. If you are listening, whether you're listening live or maybe listening 24/7, so glad that you brought us the perspective, Reverend Bates, on the church's response as well as the response from the police department, because you are, in addition to being a pastor, you are someone who works on the police force, and we appreciate that. So again, shout out who was with us, who was part of, who came, who listened, who helped plan, who assisted and was part of that in any way. This morning, I want to continue our discussion that we began last week on joy in the midst of it all. Continuing our discussion on joy in the midst of it all. You know, we live in such stressful times. I suppose that could be said of any period of time in its own way. Certainly, it seems that powers of technology and powers of communication, which have shortened our lead time and shortened our response time. I can remember a time when, you know, you could say, well, the check is in the mail, and it would take a few days to get there, and you might have a little bit of any time, a little bit of leeway time in there, but just what we do. Communication systems and the fact that we are indeed living in a global world, all of that just kind of adds to the pace at which we live and adds to the stress that we have. And so that even when we are careful about managing our priorities and managing our time, we may find that there is so much to do, we're still left wondering, where is the joy? And I want to suggest that really and truly, we have to be aware, we have to be conscious, we have to be intentional, we have to in our lives, because if we don't, all of the things that we are dealing with are capable of stealing our joy, and we have to decide, you know, I'm not going to let anything or anybody steal my joy. The passage that I want to lift up this morning comes from the book of First Chronicles. I know that there are passages of Scripture that are very familiar to us, and then there are other treasures that are less familiar. Of course, all of it is a treasure, and we have to find ways to read and interpret and all of that. You know, some of the things were applicable in a day and time in ancient times that may not necessarily be applicable in our time, and yet the wisdom to live was always there in the midst of all of these wonderful passages that we have in the Scripture, which for me is a miracle in and of itself that these writings were kept and maintained, especially during the times when they were handwritten. You know, it's a little bit different when you get a printing press, and it's even more different when you get a computer. But to think that these writings were treasured, and so much treasured that they were kept over thousands and thousands of years, is what makes it for me a miracle in and of itself, and a blessing in and of itself. The words that we come to again and again to lift our spirits, to find wisdom. And in this case, this morning, we're talking about finding joy in the midst of it all. The passage that I want to lift up comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 16. The event that is happening is that David is in the midst of bringing the ark to Jerusalem. And that certainly was a joyous occasion, not only for David, but also for the entire nation. It was a tremendous celebration that we can imagine as we read the passage. Of course, there is a version of it in 2 Samuel, and that version lets us know that it was so joyous. Michal, David's wife, was upset with him about how joyously he celebrated the occasion. And so we know that this must have been a joyful, joyful, joyful time. We can imagine that because back in verse 5, again, I'm in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, it mentions that there were musical instruments and harps and lyres and loud sounding cymbals. There were also trumpets, and so we can imagine that this was indeed a fantastic, marvelous time of celebration and of joy. And I want to read the words that David assigned. He assigned certain persons to be responsible for various portions of the worship. And so Asaph and his relatives were assigned the job of giving thanks to the Lord. What an awesome job to have, as we established last week. Giving thanks, being grateful, is certainly a way of holding on to the joy in our lives. And so now we want to lift up this these words of praise, and I just want you to listen to them and notice that there may be several phrases in here that are familiar from other passages, as though the writer collected from all the different places that perhaps he could think of and put them all together to give us these wonderful words of praise. Won't you listen now? Starting in verse 8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, speak of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wonderful deeds which he has done, his marvels and the judgments from his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac. He also confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as a portion of your inheritance, when they were only few in number, very few, and strangers in it. And they wandered about from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people. He permitted no man to oppress them, and he reproved kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared among all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in holy array. Tremble before him all the earth. Indeed, the world is firmly established, and it will not be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar, and all it contains. Let the field exult, and all that is in it. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Then say, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us and deliver us from the nations to give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. I want to suggest this morning that words of praise are words that lift up our spirits. We might do that sometime with song. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she was talking about how it is that she likes to listen to gospel music and all of the wonderful words of praise, and how it is they lift her spirit. And you may have heard me say I love to listen to gospel jazz. That lifts my spirit. And I just want to suggest that when we find various ways to praise God, whether we are joining in the praise by listening, or especially when we are praising with our own lips, with our own words, perhaps with our own songs, that these are sources of joy in our lives. You know, it would be difficult, almost impossible, I would suggest, to be down in the dumps when we are praising the Lord. You know, it can lift our spirits. It can remind us of who God is. It can remind us of who we are. It can remind us that there is indeed something to be grateful for. There is indeed a blessing. There is indeed joy in the midst of it all. And you might wonder, well, how in the world can there be joy in the midst of having so much stress going on, and in the midst of having so many troubles, and in the midst of a world where we look around and there's so much going on, whether we look at current events that are local or national or going on even around the world, and perhaps things that might be going on in our own lives, and put all that together, and you might come away saying, you know what, these are really some difficult times that we live in. And yes, I want to agree that these are difficult times. They are stressful times, but I want to suggest that we can have joy in the midst of it all. It begins with a perspective of thanksgiving and remembering who God is and lifting our eyes off of the issues and off of the problems just for a moment to focus on God, to remember who God is, and to remember what a blessing life is. Yes, even in the midst of the issues, problems, and challenges of life, it is a blessing, plain and simply, to be alive. And, you know, whatever our circumstances, whatever our stories, no matter where we are, there are things to be glad about, things to be grateful for, blessings in the midst of it right where we are. But we do have to be intentional, and one of the best ways is, of course, is to give praise to God. What does that do for us? What does praise do to our spirits? What does praise do to our minds? What does our praise do to our souls? And I want to suggest that praise has a way of lifting us up, of broadening our perspective, of lifting up our perspective. Not that it takes us in a place to a place of unreality, but it takes us to a place of spiritual reality. It reminds us to think about things from a spiritual perspective. It reminds us to look at things from a spiritual perspective. I remember when I was talking with someone years ago, and I talked about the analogy of looking at our problems this way, that when we look at them very, very close, when we're right down here on earth with them, they might look big. But if we get up in an airplane and we look at that same, very same problem, that very same, in this case, geographical area, it looks very different. And the things that might have looked large to us began to look smaller. And then perhaps if we think about the astronauts and how it is they go out even further out, miles and miles above the Earth. And when they look at things, if they're looking, trying to pinpoint that particular problem, if we were out there with them trying to find a particular issue or a particular piece of land, guess what? It would be so tiny we wouldn't even be able to see it. We would know that it was there, but we wouldn't even be able to see it. And imagine even traveling in the galaxy, and you know, we're going to be able to do that one of these days. And just imagine going all the way up there and then looking at that particular spot on the earth. And, you know, it's just, by then, it's really invisible. And so that's a wonderful analogy to help us remember that when we are focused on our problems and what's going on in our lives, you know, it can look pretty big. It can look overwhelming. It can seem like it's just too much. But if we can get some perspective on it, then we can realize that perhaps it's not so big after all, and that with God's help, we can manage and deal with whatever it is. Often I say to myself and to the Lord, Jesus, Lord, it's just you and me. We got to work this out. We got to think this thing through, just you and me. And with words of praise, that certainly gives a different perspective on the matter. That lifts up words that can fill our hearts with joy, and we can go through and deal with whatever it is from a better perspective, from a better frame of mind, because we would have taken time to lift up praise to God. Now, I know we live in a very busy time, but I want to remind you on this morning that it is more than worth it to take time to praise the Lord, to praise God throughout the day. I remember my dad, how he would just sing. And, of course, he couldn't sing. He didn't have a voice at all. He couldn't hold a tune. But he would walk around the house singing, glory, glory. And I knew what he was singing. The song is glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down. I know that was his song, but he didn't have to get any further than glory, glory. And he used to do that all the time. Of course, when I was younger, I didn't fully understand that. I was just thinking, you know, well, Dad is just singing. But I have since learned that that was a way that he was uplifting his spirit. He was singing and praising and praying to God all at the same time, walking around the house saying, or singing in his own way, glory, glory. And I want to remind you this morning that you can do the very same thing. You can find the joy. You can hold on to the joy by praising God in the midst. So whatever your song is, whatever your favorite scripture is, I want to remind you, I want to encourage you to say those words to yourself throughout the day. I want to remind you to sing that song throughout the day. Yesterday at worship, we closed it with, I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Sing those words to yourself throughout the day, and I want to suggest you will find your spirit lifted. You will find your mind uplifted. You'll find yourself able to think better, just in a better frame of mind, able to deal with whatever it is you've got going on that particular day. So blessings to you. Know that God loves you more than you could ever imagine. Know that God wants good things for you more than you want them for yourself. Know that God loves you so much, it will take God an entire eternity to give you all that love. Blessings to you, and until the next time.
Okay, I did.
been expecting a change in your life. Looking for your midnight to turn us and shine. Yeah, it's gonna happen. You wait and see. All things are possible to them that believe. Just hold on. Change is coming. I feel it in the air. It's in the atmosphere. Just hold on. Change is coming. A move of God is on the way. 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 A move of God is on the way.
Yes, God.
A move of God is on the way.
I'm moving, God is on the way.